Word of mouth.
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 Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, the Poe Show. We're joining people all over the state for the Big Read. New Hampshire Reads Poe. This month-long ode to Edgar Allan Poe is being celebrated with readings, reenactments, films, parties, art projects, and loads of other events that follow Poe's predilections for the dark side of human nature. We'll be looking at his legacy as a pioneer of the horror and detective genres, the desires that drove him, and the enduring mystery of his final days. We'll also look at how the Poe aesthetic is being interpreted today, 167 years after his breakthrough poem, The Raven, was published.
Once upon a midnight dreary, as I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came...
Edgar Allan Poe's popularity spawned imitators in his lifetime and evolved to lay out the groundwork for our once and current concepts of terror. This year, Hollywood banked on the pull of Poe with a murder mystery called The Raven, featuring a heavily gothic aesthetic and a goateed John Cusack as a tortured, mostly inebriated version of Poe.
A drink to any man in this room who can finish this line! Quote the Raven!
Piss off! Why, I bleed daily!
Whether overwrought acting, a poor script, or the relative tameness of Poe's works compared to contemporary slasher and action films, The Raven was a box office bust, scraping together a ghastly 22% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Perhaps Lisa said it best after a reading of The Raven during The Simpsons' 1990 Halloween episode, Treehouse of Horror.
Lisa, that wasn't scary, not even for a poem.
Well, it was written in 1845. Maybe people were easier to scare back then.
Oh, yeah.
For storytellers, horror fans, and high school teachers, Poe is an American original who shocked the genteel readers of his day with tales of premature death, torture, and reanimation. But this is 2012, the age of Twilight, The Hunger Games, The Jersey Shore, Kim Kardashian, where every chapter is a cliffhanger and a 22-minute episode is considered long-form narrative. We think he's scary, but I'm not the 14-year-old who first read The Pit and the Pendulum, nor do I watch slasher movies or blow people to bits on computer screens. So the Word of Mouth team asked around, are the works of Edgar Allan Poe still scary today?
I'm Jason Bogue, the editor of Media Bistro's publishing blog, Galley Cat. I think that Edgar Allan Poe's work is still very scary today. I read The Black Cat as a young kid, and that still sticks with me to this day.
I'm Brian White. I'm the editor of cinemasuicide.com. Well, to be truthful, I never actually thought Poe was scary. I'm sure as people were reading it in like 1845, they were clutching their pearls and getting the vapors and stuff like that. I mean, it's still very strong stuff.
My name is Brad Colburn, and I live in Concord.
Did you like study Edgar Allan Poe or read any in high school or middle school?
No, absolutely nothing about him.
Well, do you remember like The Raven?
I've heard of that. Yeah.
I don't think
I. I think I read it when I was like in kindergarten or something.
Yeah.
You'd have to ask somebody that like reads a lot.
My name is Christopher Barry, and I teach 7th grade English in Cluster D at the Keene Middle School in Keene, New Hampshire. I think the kids, once they read it, find just how scary it is, especially my favorite's Mask of the Red Death. You know, we can talk about the legend of Poe and, you know, was he an opium head or not, but what really still stands out to them at the end of the story is everybody dies, and that's a universally scary message.
I'm Laura Canoy, host of The Exchange on New Hampshire Public Radio. I went back and read The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe, and yes, I found this very scary. The idea of madness, the idea of random violence, I still find this story very, very creepy. I was very uncomfortable reading it, and I was really glad I was done reading it.
I'm Theodore Lavoie, and I am 9 years old.
I'm Henry Lavoie, and I am 11 years old.
So you never studied any of this in school?
No, I've just heard a couple stories of his and done some stuff around him, but I've never studied him or read any of his books.
If I read you some, would you tell me if it was scary?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. True, nervous, very, very dreadfully nervous I had been and am. But why will you say that I am mad?
I must scream or die. And now, again, hark, louder, 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 louder. Villains, I shrieked, dissemble no more. I admit the deed. Tear up the planks. Here, here. It is the beating of his hideous heart.
Yeah, very descriptive.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Is it scary, though?
No.
No, just a little gory.
Yeah, it's gory.
I heard a record of it, and it had, like, the heart beating and stuff, and it had all those sound effects in it, so it ended up being, like, much more suspenseful. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So would you read this if you got older, do you think?
Yeah, I think I'd read it.
Do you want to check it out? I've got this big thing.
Actually, I think I'm good. I just started reading The Hobbit.
Whether or not Poe's work still send chills through the bones of readers, he remains one of America's most influential writers. Generations of literature, film, music, graphic novels, and fine art have been inspired by his dark, romantic style and fascination with death and morbidity. Poe is often called the father of the horror and science fiction genres, which did not exist in his lifetime, but he also played a pivotal role in creating one of the world's most popular genres. His story, The Murders in the Rue Morgue, and its leading man, Monsieur le Chevalier C. Auguste Dupin, created the formula for the murder mystery and detective novel. Denise Askin is professor emerita at St. Anselm College, who's been teaching Poe and the detective novel for decades. Denise, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Virginia.
So we do know Poe. A lot of people know him for poems and tales like The Raven or The Telltale Heart. Well, how did he lead the way for detective story fiction?
Well, it's interesting, in the ongoing process of literary paternity suits, I call them, who is the father of this or the father of that? For some reason, Poe is seen as the undisputed father of the detective story. He didn't know he was writing a detective genre because the word wasn't even in use until after his death. I think Dickens is the one who first used detective for the kind of thing Poe was writing. So he actually brought into being, in The Murders in the Rue Morgue, a fully formed detective story with most of the conventions that are part of the genre.
What is the formula here that Poe establishes for the detective novel?
The first element in a detective story, and it seems obvious, is that there is an unsolved crime. Typically murder, but not always, as you see in the purloined letter. The focus is on a central character who is a detective. The focus is not on the criminal. The solution to the crime is provided by the detective by the end of the story, and it is solved by a combination of cold logic and reason and an uncommon imaginative or intuitive insight. And so that's the overall structure. What becomes familiar to us from Dupin is his unnamed narrator, who is the doting, genial, somewhat dimmer-witted colleague who puts up with a very eccentric detective. And so you see central detectives who are usually isolated, they're socially inept, they're arrogant, autocratic, hyper-intelligent. The DNA of that concept you see in Holmes and his Dr. Watson. People have seen it in Dr. House and Hercule Poirot with his little gray cells.
Mm-hmm.
And the tendency for the detective also to be in competition with the police.
Right. You have these skeptical police, you know, with a lot of disdain for the process that Poe called it ratiocination. Explain that to us.
Is, as you say, so often associated with the macabre and the gothic and the horror world, and the deep dive into the dark recesses of human psyche. But he also had an extremely well-developed sense of logic and reason, and he developed tales, he gave them a category called the Tales of Ratiocination, the rational tales. And those three Dupin stories, also the gold bug, became wildly popular. That whole tradition exerts the power of reason, human reason, to contain the evils or the dangers of the darker side. Mm.
Any evidence that the crimes that he was writing about were based on real-life crimes?
Oh.
Of course, as we see frequently on, you know, television police procedurals anyway.
Absolutely. He was an avid follower of the newspapers. And the most interesting thing to me is the story of how he wrote his second Dupin story, The Mystery of Marie Roget. In New York City, there was an unsolved mystery of the death of a beautiful young woman whose body was found in the Hudson River just outside of Hoboken. This was a very well-known unsolved crime. It was in the newspapers constantly. And so he actually was writing in tandem with an investigation that was ongoing. His Marie Roget, who is a French version of Mary Rogers, the woman who had been killed, his character became more famous than the poor woman herself. But the question is, if he had not done this, if Mary Rogers hadn't died and hadn't captured Poe's imagination, would we have the detective story? So it's a very interesting blend of real unsolved mysteries and the imagination of Poe.
One of the central questions driving us today is whether Poe is still scary. Is there still horror and thrill in it for contemporary readers?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? There is something terrifying, I think, even today, in Poe's claustrophobic, obsessive descent into the isolated darkness and the recesses of the human psyche. I think you see that in Dupin, in The Murders of the Rue Morgue, except that here he chooses to exercise reason to contain those horrors. But I think that is more terrifying than external monsters or ghosts or any of that stuff that Poe doesn't use.
Denise Askin, Professor Emerita at St. Anselm College, where she taught English for how many years?
I think about 38.
Whoa, for 38 years. She gave a talk last week on Poe and the detective story at the Wadley Memorial Library in Milford. It's just one of more than 100 Poe-related events being held this month as part of the Big Read. We do invite you to take part. There are art contests, open mic poetry readings, film festivals, a comic-making workshop, book discussions, lectures by a number of distinguished speakers. You can find a link to the full list of events at wordofmouthradio.org.